There's been something of a row of late about John Humphreys, the presenter of the Today programme, making a really quite sneering and condescending remarks about Thought for the Day, which is, of course, the programme on the programme he hosts, and it certainly wasn't a very gracious host to pour scorn on some of his very distinguished contributors to Thought for the Day. You think of brilliant people like John Bell and, you know, sharp, provocative things from Giles Fraser and, you know, winsome and beautiful things from Lucy Wincott. It was a pretty sneering dismissal. Nick Baines has responded brilliantly, but I thought I would just throw in, for a little fun, a D.K. Chesterton-style ballad about it all, which is called The Ballad of the Bored Presenter. Thought for the day, let it begin. My new perspective on today, 2 minutes on the state we're in, a breath of spirit through the clay, a chance for those to have their say on whom such constant scorn is poured. We listen, lifted on our way, except John Humphreys, who is bored. For after all the slant and spin, the petty postures and display, 2 second soundbites bleak and thin, we yearn for thought, thought for the day. Jonathan Sachs shows wisdom's way, and John Bell rings a rousing chord. We all find courage for the fray, except John Humphreys, who is bored. They don't have any votes to win or points to score on polling day. They simply know the place you're in and stand with you and help you pray. Some thoughts may fly and some may stay, and some we stand up and applaud, and some we grapple with all day, except John Humphreys, who is bored. Prince, you have spoken of the day when gates will open wide and broad, and we'll ascend that splendid way, except John Humphreys, who'll be bored.